Let me push on. We just have a couple minutes here. So, okay. We would be in deep trouble if God gave us everything we asked for. Every time we ask Him, Lord, I need this. Lord, let me talk to you about this. I've got to have it. And you reason with it. But you know, the truth is, we don't know what is best for us. You think you do. You think you know what's best for you, don't you? But you know something? Our asking is based on our own limited knowledge. Do you hear what I said? Limited knowledge. Limited. We think we're something, but we're nothing. We have a limited knowledge. But you see, and all too often it is colored by what? Self-interest. Lust of flesh. Lust of the eye. Pride of life. You want to follow who? The prince of this world. The one that said, I will ascend. Or do you want to be like Jesus? Oh, descend. And humble himself. We can only praise God that He does not answer every prayer. Pray in faith. Thank Him that He doesn't answer those prayers that you pray in faith, that you think you know. You know nothing. And the sooner you realize that you know nothing, the sooner you will have a better religion, a richer relationship with Him. Come and submit yourself. Get rid of that pride. It stinks. We sang that sweet smelling savory one. No. Your pride stinks because it is of sin. You hear what I'm saying? Hezekiah prayed, just give me 15 more years. Father, the most wicked king in the history of Judah, positioned his kingdom to be plundered by the Babylonians. He died with his heart lifted up in pride. Praying, your will be done, is a daily recognition that our wills must be submitted. We should recognize that the will must be submitted to His will. He who created us also knows what's best for us. He knows what's best for you. You think you know what's best for you. I hear it all the time. I know what I want. If we walk according to His will rather than trying to command His according to our one will, we will have, as He promised, peace. Peace in the midst of the storm. Remember that song? In the midst of the storm, Jesus is there. Do you know that song? Well, how come I'm not hearing y'all sing? Let's try it again. In the midst of the storm, Jesus is there. Jesus. Don't forget who He is. And never lose sight of His prior of our priorities. We should never come to God. Let me just move on. And that's it. So, what we're going to do, I want to tell everyone one thing. I want to tell you that it has been a privilege. And I can say this on behalf of all the brothers and sisters that are here. When we get together in the morning and we pray and talk, we're humbled by the opportunity the Lord gives us to come here. We're humbled that He can use us who are nothing to minister. And let me tell you, young people, I challenge you. This is my challenge I'm laying out to you. From the youngest to the oldest. Including me. Our challenge is, how much do you love the Lord Jesus? Don't play games. We can play games in our minds. Live for Him. Honor Him. Talk with Him. Pray with Him.